You're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram. I thought we'd do today's program on the second part of the interview with Yossi Klein Halevi on Israeli music. We ended the last interview with him talking about the first CD by the Israeli band Sheva. And we'll begin the second part of the interview with his comments on the second CD by the band Sheva.
Well, let's hear it. Look forward to it.
And then their next album, which opens with Shir HaMa'alot and is just so upfront about their Jewishness and their Israeliness and at the same time their universalism.
Shir HaMa'alot Esayna Yele Arim Me'ayin Yavo עזרי מאימא שעושה שמיים וארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומריך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, והריח בלילה, השם ישמוך, ישמור את נפשך השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה
Yeah.
Something is really beginning to happen. These were the grandchildren of Shlomo Bar and Berat Tivit. And then I heard them in concert. I started going to these festivalim, these festivals, 20, 30, 40,000 young people, where you discover all these other bands. I heard Shotei HaNevuah, the Fools of Prophecy, at one of these festivalim. I said, well, something is really happening. And Shotei HaNevuah is a phenomenon in itself. Here, just the name, begin with the name Shotei HaNevuah, the Fools of Prophecy. The name the Fools of Prophecy comes from the rabbinic saying that after the destruction of the temple, prophecy was given to women, children, and fools. I apologize for the first part of that saying. Nevertheless, I didn't make it up. And so Shotei HaNevuah are doing a riff in their name on this idea of prophecy being given to fools. And what they're saying is, yes, we're fools, but prophecy was also given to us. And if you listen to them, they constantly are walking that tightrope between wanting you to think that this is all a spoof and taking themselves very seriously to the point where they really believe there is a prophetic message that they're trying to deliver to the people of Israel. And I was struck by the very first song on their first album, which is called Hakol Minja. Do you know it? Hakol Minja. You have to listen. It's just fantastic. Hakol Minja, everything is from Ja. What is Ja? Ja, of course, is Ya. Ya, Ja is Ya translated into Rasvatarian and then retaken back into the Hebrew as Ja, a translation of a translation back into Hebrew. And they have this fantastic line in there where they're talking about don't take anything seriously, nothing really matters. And then they say, Yishtabach Shemo. Yishtabach Shemo, blessed be his name. Yishtabach Shemo is a very Shas kind of way of saying Baruch Hashem. It's a very Chozer B'tshuva way of saying Baruch Hashem, blessed be his name. And then immediately after that, they go into this Hakol Minja.
דברים שעשית או שעשית אם היום תסתכל לאחור אז תצחק כשבכית שבכית ורק זה לא משנה מה שיקרה זה הכל אותו דבר
So what they're trying to do there, again, they're walking this tightrope. They're trying to signal the Israeli public that they are very comfortable in their Jewishness. It's part of their spirituality. It's who they are. But at the same time, don't worry. We're okay. Hakol minja. We're universal. And that's what began to strike me about this new Israeli spiritual music, the beauty of this dance between the particular and the universal, the ease with which they move from Yishtabach Shemo to Hakol Minja. And I felt something powerful is coming through the music. And what's coming through the music is the end of the Orthodox secular rift and the creation of a whole new spiritual place within Israeli culture, which is neither Orthodox nor secular, a little bit of both, a little bit of neither, and some new message about new possibilities for being Jewish in Israel.
What about the more contemporary music that I know you love, Yossi? We've listened to it, we've talked about it.
Well, there's Ehud Banai, who is probably the most loved singer, balladeer in Israel today. And Ehud Banai writes piyutim, prayers, contemporary prayers. And he is somebody who is able, because he's such an authentic and powerful and veteran rocker, is able to maintain an easy dialogue with secular Israel, and at the same time, he's deepened his spiritual quest to the point where he performs with a kippah on stage, without waving it in anybody's face, and he doesn't make an issue of it. Nevertheless, Ehud Banai is the classic example of the power that's coming through a part of contemporary Israeli music.
הופך למבור אני חייב למצוא שער לא נעון כי שוב חזר אליי הבלוס חייב לצאת חייב לזוז על הכביש המתבטל בין הכל מצפה מטבריה על המסך יורד עד לילה נפלט נמלט תבקר
יש עיר מדעת נפלץ, נמלץ, נבקש עיר מדעת נוצצים האורות הרחוקים לשם אני אגיע בכוחותיי האחרונים ואת חכי בפתח והדליקי את האור בן אדם חוזר אלייך מנתון ויודי אל המסבר שבל ועד שהאמת אצא אני בחס בתל ויד רק את תהי עד שהסופה תחלוף והקרח יישבר עד שמעיין זורם יפתח ויפגר עד שהשופט יחתוך ואותני יסגר את רק את תהירי עיר מקלט
One of the great things about living here is that sometimes there are actually positive surprises. You know? And there are always surprises in Israel, but sometimes some of them are really good. And you introduced me to Shmuel Nelson, who is this guy, a musician from the U.S., from Westchester, who was on a long journey of his own and came out with an album called Eden Mikedem, which is one of the best spiritual albums that I've heard in this country ever. It's so powerful. It's so authentic. And he deeply enters the musical traditions of Sfaradim, Mizrahim, and also of the Muslim tradition. And he goes back and forth very comfortably between the Judaic and the Islamic. And musically, linguistically, poetically, there's something going on with Shmuel that is unique. I'm just in love with his music. I listen to it. I put on certain cuts, and I just go into prayer. And I don't go to Beit Knesset anymore. I've stopped. I haven't gone into a synagogue outside of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for years. And my spiritual practice happens more and more on my own. It happens through meditation. It happens through private prayer. And people like Shmuel give me those moments of prayer through the day. When I forget that God is there, you put on Shmuel and he reminds you. Yeah, there again, you know, this is a CD again that you turned me on to, which is a collection of music from Kabbalistic, Hasidic, spiritual traditions around the Jewish world, performed at the Israel Festival a few years ago. Again, you feel there the power and authenticity of Israeli music. Because what's happening in that collection is in gathering. Again, I come back to that theme of Shlomo Bar and Berurah Tiv'it, the natural gathering, as they call themselves in English. We are the natural gathering here. And that's what Baruchav and the East-West Ensemble did in that fantastic album. They brought together effortlessly. There's a song from Yom Kippur, from the Kesim of Ethiopia. There's a great version of Bar Yochai that I'd never heard before.
Bar Yochai, nimeshachta sherecha, shemenesa.
Yeah.
where does that come from? Do you know which tradition? God knows. And literally. And there's a beautiful Lecha Dodi from the Ger Hasidic tradition.
Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Ir Melucha Kumi Seir Mitoch Afeicha Mitoch Afeicha
and on. And that eclecticism is the joy of being an Israeli. In America, I grew up in Brooklyn feeling trapped in Ashkenazi ethnicity. And I remember when I was a kid, I was thrilled to read about the lost tribes because I felt, oh, there's a different way of being Jewish than this oppressive Ashkenazi survivor hanging on for dear life form of Judaism. There's something, there are Chinese Jews, or there were Chinese Jews, Ethiopian Jews. It was thrilling for me. and you come to Israel and you experience here the downside of that in gathering. We're all living on top of each other, and we're Americans and Ethiopians and Russians and Moroccans and Kurds, and we have all of the antipathies that all of those different ethnicities bring to their relationship, and in many ways we're more that than we are fellow Jews here. So there's that took a while to get to learn, the painful side of the ingathering, the trauma of the ingathering, and we've made every possible mistake we can make in encountering each other. On the other hand, the beauty of the ingathering has come out most strongly in the music. That's where you experience it. And I find that in the very name, the East-West Ensemble, they get it. They understand what the essence of this country is, the spiritual power of Israel, of Zionism.
Thank you again, Yossi Klein Halevi, for your insights and your love of Israel and of our music here. I'd like to end this, Steve, with another song by the band Sheva, which we talked about a little earlier, and remind everyone that all of this music is available on cdisrael.com. And really come by, listen to the music, enjoy the music. Let's hear some more of it.
Oh, היה נוגע
יום ולילה
אחפש אותך